morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the important cues ahead of today's session. Well, first up, the big cue is better than expected Reliance Industries result. For today's session, a lot would depend on how the market reacts to RIL's quarterly results. The index heavyweight is reporting strong operating performance. It's also likely to determine the Nifty trajectory going forward after it had a 600-point recovery. Well, with geopolitical tensions normalizing, or at least for the time being normalizing, what is also returning to normal is the Nifty and its upward trajectory. The index is now up 600 points from Friday's low of 21,777. With Monday's surge, the Nifty has also turned positive for the April F&O series. While Reliance is key to track, names like Tata Consumer Products, ICICI Prudential, M&M Finance, Tata Elxsi, MCX and Cyient DLM will report their quarterly earnings today. Meanwhile, PMI data will also be released later in the day. Now, looking at global cues, this morning, Asia-Pacific markets extended gains from Monday as tech shares rebounded on Wall Street and investors look toward flash business activity figures from Australia, Japan and India. Now, Japan's Nikkei popped 0.8% at the open, while the broad-based TOPIX was up 0.6%. Futures for Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index stood at 16,680, pointing to a weaker open compared to the HSI's close of 16,511 earlier. Now, overnight in the US, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both snapped six-day losing streaks, gaining 0.8% and 1% respectively, whereas the Dow Jones climbed 0.6%. Now, chip maker and artificial intelligence favorite NVIDIA climbed 4%, bouncing from a nearly 14% sell-off last week, which was its worst since September 2022. U.S. crude prices have slipped after Iran said that it will not escalate the conflict with Israel. Investors had been concerned about higher oil prices that could contribute to inflation, leading the Federal Reserve to hold off on cutting rates. Now, oil prices edged higher in early Asian trade today, reversing the losses from the previous session as investors continue to assess the risk from geopolitical concerns in the Middle East. Brent crude oil futures rose 39 cents or 0.5% to $87 a barrel. Gold prices, meanwhile, have retreated 2% as easing fears of a wider Middle East conflict boosted investors' risk appetite. For the domestic market, it is likely going to be a flat start amid mixed cues. At the time of recording this podcast, the GIFT Nifty was trading 0.4% lower, indicating a start in the red. Now, the stocks to track include TCS. Sources say that no performance bonus will be given to TCS employees if their office attendance is less than 60%. Patel Engineering will also be in focus as the company has launched QIP, and sources say that the issue size is 400 crore rupees. PSP Projects has also launched a QIP to raise funds to the tune of 240 crore rupees. Kesaram Industries reported subdued results due to compressed margins. Tamil Nadu Mercantile Bank saw its net interest margins improve, whereas slippages declined. Mahindra Logistics revenue rose 14% year-on-year to 14,050 crore rupees, whereas the EBITDA slipped 11% to 56 crore rupees. Meanwhile, a fraud was detected at one of M&M Finance's branches in the Northeast. The fraud involved forgery of KYC documents, leading to embezzlement of company funds. Lastly, Inox Wind Board is expected to meet on April 25th to consider bonus issue of shares. Well, those are the few cues to watch out for today. Have a good trading session. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues.